Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Everybody, welcome in. It is indeed December the 15th. This is Tuesday Speak Up. My name is Barbara, but even more important are the names of our two guests today. Len Pine is chaplain with the Boundary County Chaplain Corps, and Dave Lotz is also a chaplain, and he's with the Bonner County Chaplain Corps. So these two gentlemen and their teams are so important, and when we think of first responders, we need to include the Chaplain Corps members on that list. They are on site assisting and serving when called in and the situation is difficult. So let's find out what their mission is and how they serve our great communities. You know, we have a lot to discuss, so sit, stay right where you are. And after these messages, we'll be right back.
There's no place like home for the holidays, and Selkirk Association of Realtors couldn't agree more. The holidays are a time for family, friends, and community to come together and celebrate the joy of the season. But we also understand that not everyone is fortunate enough to be home for the holidays. So whether you're gathering at Grandma's house or connecting across the world with your loved ones, Selkirk Association of Realtors wishes you and yours a Merry Christmas and a joyous holiday season.
Steve, a small business owner in Idaho Falls.
You know, when COVID first hit, it was hard on Idaho's economy. Our business almost had to close for good. Our doors are open now and business is getting better, but if we get asked to shut down again, I don't know if our business will survive. And that's why I choose to wear a mask, to protect myself and to protect others. If we mask up to help stop the spread of COVID, businesses like mine can stay open.
Learn more at one.idaho.gov.
Become an employee owner and take charge of your future at Lighthouse Foods. Join their weekly job fair each Wednesday from 11 to 4. As the number one refrigerated salad dressing company in America, Lighthouse is an essential business, and they have dozens of positions available. Entry levels start at $14 an hour, and because Lighthouse is 100% employee owned, they offer generous benefits and competitive shift premiums. Register for the job fair at lighthousefoods.com/careers. Join the Lighthouse family and start your future today.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They carry the reliable DECA line of batteries, and they now stock Insta-Chains and the latest in LED light bars. So call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC, Certified Master Mechanics, can help keep your equipment on the road all winter long. Open from 7 to 5 weekdays and Saturdays until 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Bi-Mart's Lucky Number Tuesday tradition continues. Over $500,000 in gift cards are up for grabs every Tuesday this Christmas season. You could be one of the many $100 gift card winners, or you could be the lucky one to win a $250 Bi-Mart gift card. Come to your Bi-Mart store every Tuesday to check our posted lucky numbers. There are winners in every store every week. And this Tuesday, thousands will win a Little Trees scented air freshener. It's Lucky Number Tuesday, only at Bi-Mart.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right, here we are. You know, you can also join us at NorthIdahoRadio.com if you want to listen to a live stream of this show or later a recorded version. So let's say welcome to Len Pine, Boundary County Chaplain Corps, and Dave Lotz, Bonner County Chaplain Corps. Thanks for being with us, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Barbara.
Well, let's begin with kind of an overview so people can understand what your mission is. There were probably some misconceptions about what you guys and your teams actually do. Len, I'll start with you.
Okay, great.
What's the mission up there?
Well, first responders are people who give and give and give in very traumatic situations, and they're seeking to help people who are, in many cases, experiencing the worst day of their lives. Either loss of loved ones, loss of property, injury, any number of other things like that. And as those first responders are trying to help those folks get through that, they give a lot of themselves to the point that they often are finding themselves spent, traumatized themselves. When there are children involved, pets involved, families involved, just day in, day out, loss of life or property and other trauma, it takes a toll. And the chaplains exist to try to help our first responders, first of all, deal with those kinds of stresses, and then also not just deal with it so that they can survive that day, but so that they can continue on in their work, so that they don't burn out, so that they have a resource that's confidential, that they can receive biblical counseling or just a helping hand and encouragement, help when they're on the scene so that they can focus on their job while we help take care of folks who are in difficulty. So it's really about keeping first responders emotionally and spiritually healthy so they can do their jobs well.
You know, Dave, it's interesting. While Len was speaking, I learned something that I didn't know. When I came into this interview, I thought you primarily were ministering to the people who were victims, the people sitting there in the edge of the road. And I hadn't thought of the ministry that you have with the first responders. So break that out for
us. Yeah, so, you know, early on as a chaplain 20 years ago when we started, that was pretty much the goal of the ministry, was to go out and help people in the communities. After 9/11, the role of a chaplain changed and took on more of a role of what you might think of as an army chaplain. So we go into the trenches, we ride along, we spend time with our first responders, building relationships. So they have a place to talk, someone to talk to, and we know how they do things and why they do things the way they do, and we can relate to them. Our ministry's motto, if you will, is a proactive ministry of presence. So we're not waiting for something to happen. Mm-hmm. We are spending time with both men and women in law enforcement, fire, EMS, on a daily basis, so we can build those relationships together. And then we're still used out in the community in a more traditional role, if you might think is, or most folks might think is how a chaplain provide service.
It is all about everything that we do. Everything that we do is about relationships, whether it's just kind of a short one that we may share here today, or an ongoing relationship where you ride along with the police officers or ambulance or fire and develop so they trust you and they know you.
That's the key to the success of the ministry is building that trust and that relationship with the individuals who may call on you for service either for themselves or for somebody out in the community, so they realize that we are trained and skilled in what we do so we can help them. Maybe help the community so they can go on about their day and do their next call.
You know, Len, we were kind of laughing before we went on the air about, you know, people like to think, or maybe they think that you just thump people over the head with a Bible.
Right.
And that is not the way it is. And yet you are chaplains and you are Christian chaplains.
Right.
So how do you find that balance?
Well, I do tell people, I said, look, if you want me to preach to you, I will. But that's not what we're there to do. Mm-hmm. The analogy I like to use is that we are kind of we provide a spiritual and emotional triage. You know, we're not the primary spiritual support network of any particular individual necessarily. I mean, they may come to our church or something, but most don't. So we are there to help connect them to their support network, that they, whatever resources they need, much like a triage, in a triage situation, the medical personnel, they're not the family doctor. Mm-hmm. They're taking care of that emergency to get that individual stable enough to be able to function so that they can get on with their life after the trauma's over.
You know, triage is in ER. If you've been in ER, well, you guys have been, but I mean as a patient, you just get asked questions. It's all about, if you can, answering questions. So how do you establish this triaged relationship with, let's say, a victim who's been in an automobile accident? How do you establish that they do want prayer, or they're an unbeliever, or they don't care, they don't know? How do you know?
Well, do you want to?
Yeah, I think you meet people where they're at.
Right.
Exactly.
And that is the key to this. It really is. Quite often there are times where we just provide physical needs for somebody at a certain situation, and it usually doesn't take long to find if an individual is open to prayer or if they want it or not. Again, like Lynn said, it's not that we're there to beat or preach somebody over the head with a Bible. It's simply we're just there to, because we've had enough experience going through these circumstances that we can allow or show other people how to get through those, because that's the first step in any healing process, is knowing that you're going to come out on the other side, that there's light at the end of that tunnel. And so we just provide a pathway for that light, and we will use whatever resources they are comfortable with.
Right. So there's kind of the immediate attention, and if there's something needed, especially with your first responders where you have this ongoing relationship with, there might be more that they want from you, or that
yes,
they ask
and
from
right
you.
Then it's having a personal relationship. You know, just like you know with any of your friends, where those boundaries, if you will, are at. And there's times where you spend hours talking for that 5 minutes of real time, mm-hmm. where there's a time where you both share both directions, because this isn't just a we have the answers. This is we're going to experience this together.
Right.
And these are things that we have done or we have seen done, and these help and these will work. And so just to show that pathway.
Well, you know, Lynn, Dave mentioned about, you know, you as a chaplain or on the chaplain team, you have experience. The more times you do this, the better you really are at it, and you can begin to read people better in these traumatic situations. So when you're recruiting, or someone comes to you and say, you know what, I'm interested in being a part of the chaplain corps, what are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for people that, before the show, Dave was talking about the necessity of being Gumby. That we're looking for people that are flexible. They're not brittle. This is not a task for somebody that can't take change or stress. It'll blow you apart. So we look for that sort of thing. We look for someone who has a real heart for the first responder community. We look for someone who is able to really be a team player. This is not, I mean, we have our positions and, you know, somebody's got to do the final, you know, sign on the dotted line kind of stuff. But ultimately, we've got each other's backs all the time. There's no hierarchy as far as that's concerned. If we get a call from the sheriff's office that we're needed, if one of us is the one who's called is not able to go, the other one, you know, the next one down the line, or sometimes several of us are jumping in to help. So we're looking for team players. And, of course, as a Christian ministry, we're also looking for those that can sign on to our doctrinal statement and understand that as passionate as we are about Jesus Christ and what we think he can do and what we know he can do in the hearts of men and women, ultimately, we're not looking for partisan mentalities. You know, this is my banner that I'm waving. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get along with my banner, well, then you're not going to be acceptable. So those are some of the characteristics. Maybe Dave would like to piggyback on that a little bit.
But I have a question, but there was, I went to a thing, and within the framework of this conference I was at that they were teaching us, they said, you know, we want you to be, and you want to look for people who are fat. And I'm like, oh, I'm really going to not enjoy this. You know, what in the world? And what they were saying is you're looking for people that are flexible, available, and teachable. and then it they grow from there. And certainly, but I do want to. Do you ask for people who have faith in Jesus Christ, or how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is really our core value. That's where we. That is a parameter that we draw a strict line to. First off, second off, I like the teachable aspect. I want to find somebody that's all in. That if they're called, they're going to be there because. Again, these are for most families, most individuals, the worst time of their life. So it's the ministry is not about me as an individual. Mm-hmm. It's about sharing the love of Jesus Christ and whatever we have to do to do that as far as time frame or availability, that needs to be done. And we need to find somebody who's confident enough who they are in Christ not to be offended by somebody who may not be or may have an entirely different belief. Because,
exactly.
Again, that's not our goal necessarily is to come here and preach that. You know, once we make that relationship and that relationship is opened up, absolutely. You ask us, we'll both preach. We're pretty comfortable in front of a microphone. Yeah.
You know, that you just described should be true for any Christian in sharing their faith to understand that not everyone is there, not everyone's ready to receive, you know, it's just not your place, your time, their place or something, but to be sensitive to that. The thing though that I think is different for you and your teams is that you're doing all this in the middle of the night, sometimes under great stress. And I just can't really imagine what that is like. How do you deal with the stress of what's going on around you? You're ministering here to the first responders or somebody sitting in the ditch, as I said before, but how about your own ability to handle the stress?
Well, for me, there's a couple, two or three different prongs to that answer. One is maintaining a relationship with Christ through his word, through prayer, and also through the company and fellowship of his people. So staying connected within the community of the church and all of that is great. I'm blessed in my church to have a leadership team that is really on board and supporting what we do as a chaplain corps and my role in it, even when... I remember a few Christmases ago, we were just about to start our Christmas Eve program, of which I'm running, right, as the pastor, and I get a call to go out and attend to a family that had experienced a terrible tragedy, and I said to them, gentlemen, here you go, and they were like, see you later, we'll be praying for you as you go. Mm-hmm. You know, to know that that others have your back is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the church, then there's the team. That is huge. Dave will tell you.
Yeah. You surround yourself by people who are very good and very confident in what they do and very caring people that are going to look out for you as well, because it's not about the task. It's not about accomplishing a goal in the end. It's about the process and how we get there.
Right.
And so that process, you know, entails looking out for each other as we get more and more deeper into a situation to make sure that not only are we taking care of the people we need to take care of, but that we're taking care of our chaplains as well.
Yeah.
Because we can't minister. If ministry doesn't happen for the individual at home first, it cannot happen out on the street. It's just going to be a mess.
You know, in a way you've described what we all need in that, you know, we hopefully, you know, have a home church. And we have strength there, and we pray and give strength there. But this is why small groups can also be so important, where it's a smaller group that gathers together, and they have each other's back over time, and they know what the prayers are, and they can follow up on it. And if it's a bigger church, which mine isn't, but if it is a bigger church, it becomes more and more difficult to have that sense of really intimate community, which you need. You need to know what's going on. You had a thought.
Yeah, I did. You know, I want to be careful to make it very plain that, you know, we're not heroes and we're not superhuman. We go to these calls and we weep.
Yeah.
There are times when it just nails us between the eyes as well. And there are many times, you know, you talked earlier about when, you know, the more you do this, the better you get at it. I'm sure Dave's the same, but every time I'm going on a difficult call, I'm praying the entire way there, Lord, what am I going to say? Mm-hmm. I have no idea how I'm going to deal with this. You've got to help me. Because, yeah, we do it a lot, but every situation's different. We walk in dependence upon the Lord to do it. Amen. Thankful for the support that we've got. Dave is a, well, so.
Here it comes.
I started this.
I'm going to start taking a list.
I started this ministry back in 2013. And we've had a number of really fine chaplains through this whole period of time, and now I've got five that are just great. But because I was kind of the first one through the door, I'm the one that's probably the most well-known up in Boundary County anyway. And so it's not uncommon for agencies to call me regardless of who's on the on-call list, who's on the on-call schedule. And Dave is... And the others are saying, Len, this is not this is something you need to let your other chaplains do. You need to not take it all on yourself. And I appreciate that. I need that reminder. I'd say most of our chaplains are kind of type A's. I mean, we're all out there wanting to do stuff, you know. But we need to be reminded that this is a team. And there have been times when we've just had to say, I cannot do this. Mm-hmm. Can somebody else cover? And there's never any hesitation for that to happen.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, we're nothing special. The Lord gives us the grace to do what we need to do. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof, and His grace is sufficient to deal with that. So we go out with that kind of mentality and trust Him and look to our team to give us support when we need it on that horizontal human level. And that's how we keep focused. That's how we, you know, don't lose lose touch with what we're there to do.
Well, we're going to put an amen to that for this segment. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have a lot more questions. We're also taking your phone calls. If you would like to get in on this, 208-265-TALK. 265-8255. Get you to the Speak Up table. It's fun, it's free, it's easy. And if you're lucky, Derek will let you through and you can actually talk to us. So we'll be right back after this.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Joy, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And speaking of gifts you keep on giving, it's past time to switch it up this holiday into a smarter joy maximization strategy. Scratch games from the Idaho Lottery. The perfect holiday gift available in different colors, sizes, scents, and sparkletude. Some with prizes up to 200 grand. So put more holla in their holidays with scratch games from the Idaho Lottery. It's joy worth sharing. Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and the Permanent Building Fund. Please play responsibly.
The holidays are a great time to shake up your gaming experience and join the winners at the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry. Your December playcation starts with $59 weekday room rates and $99 weekend rates in our beautiful Kootenai Lodge. Book now and we'll include two breakfast vouchers. Be sure to request these rates as they're based on availability. Then with our super progressive jackpots and daily spins, you have more chances to win holiday cash. And because winning makes you hungry, we're offering mouth-watering comfort food dinners in our Springs restaurant, all priced at just $11. Our December spa special includes an express pedicure, an anti-stress facial, and a scalp ritual for just $89. Plus, you'll receive a $20 coupon toward a January spa visit. The winning just doesn't end. Shake up your gaming experience. Treat yourself to a December playcation and call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Hi, this is Shane from North Auto Collision in Bonner's Ferry, here to talk to you today about aftermarket parts. Did you know that around 85% of all insurance estimates are written to include aftermarket parts on your car? Many of these parts are made in China. Not only do they fit poorly and offer minimal corrosion protection, but they can also void your warranty. Here at North Auto Collision, not only do we think this is wrong, but we're doing something about it. That's why we're proud to introduce our new comp program. Here's how it works. If your insurance company is only willing to pay for aftermarket parts, our comp program will cover the cost to use original manufacturer parts. If you drive a Ford, we're going to use Ford parts. If it's a Toyota, Toyota parts. You get the picture. So combined with the great quality and customer service you're already accustomed to at North Idaho Collision, our comp program is just another way we're looking out for you, this time in an unprecedented way. Some exclusions may apply, but not many. Remember, it's always your choice where you get your vehicle repaired. So tell your insurance company, I'm going to North Idaho Collision in Bonner's Ferry. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to serving you.
North Idaho's radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
Everybody, welcome back in. We're talking with Len Pine with the Boundary County Chaplain Corps and Dave Lutz, who's with the Bonner County Chaplain Corps. And what we want to get into right now, gentlemen, is there are some differences between the way you operate. Mm-hmm. Clearly, your mission and what you do and how you depend on the strength of God, whatever the situation is. But there are some differences in how you're kind of organized. So, Len, tell us a little bit about Boundary County, how they're organized. How many people are on your team?
Okay. So let me give just a little bit of history as to how this came about.
Okay.
Because it's going to be kind of a really cool thing, particularly when we get to how Bonner County came about.
Okay.
But when I started our church up in Bonner's Ferry, one of the gentlemen that was helping us in leadership before we had any local leadership was a friend of mine who's a retired firefighter. Had been a firefighter in the Puget Sound area of Washington for 40 years. And he was a believer and an elder in one of our churches over there. And he came over and said, Len, we were talking about ways to connect with the community in ways that, you know, besides just going door to door or something else. And he said, Len, you got to think about chaplaincy. And I'm like, okay. So I started looking into it. He said, there's an academy. You need to go to the academy, get trained, get certified nationally and so on. Talk to the powers that be at the church there. And we all agreed that that was a good thing to do. So that's how it got started. And from the beginning, then once I got trained and so on, there really wasn't any chaplaincy ministry at all up in Boundary County. Hmm. There had been, through the years, there had been individuals from time to time that would step in and do something, but nothing organized at all. And so my goal was to establish what is referred to as community chaplaincy, which is not necessarily tied in with any particular agency. So Boundary County Chaplain Corps is completely independent. We're not funded by anybody. We're not under the oversight or control of anybody as far as sheriff's office, PD, fire, anybody else. But we serve all of those agencies.
Mm-hmm.
I got involved as a firefighter with the city of Bonner's Ferry at the invitation of the fire chief at the time, as simply because everybody's volunteer up there, so there was no regular kind of shift work or anything that you could just go and visit. The only way to get to know anybody was to spend time with people. And to do that, I had to go to trainings and respond on calls and build rapport, build those relationships. And so began with City Fire and since had interaction with pretty much every agency that's up there and have really seen it expand. And now with the Sheriff's Office, we are all deputized. There are five of us now. Four guys and one gal, and we're all deputized so that when we're called out by the sheriff's office, we're kind of come under their umbrella.
How do you get called out? Are you called out on regular police or deputy dispatch, or do you have your own dispatch?
Well, what happens is
they call you.
They call, well, an agency, whoever is the incident commander, can call dispatch and go, we need a chaplain. And dispatch has all of our cell phone numbers, and they have a schedule of who's on call what week. We're on call 24/7 for a week
so
at a time.
So you have five people on your team. That seems a lot smaller than what I anticipated for people to be available 7/24, but it works?
It works.
Wow.
It works. And like I say, if someone happens to – we work carefully to try to work the schedule out so that people are going to be there and not be away or whatever. But things happen, so – you know, people fill in the gaps.
Are you looking for to expand that crew?
We would always be willing to talk with anybody who is interested in this because, yes, five sometimes gets a little thin. Dave was out with some health issues earlier this year. That got it down to four. And then people are gone. There's other things. It can be a challenge. But
so Dave is on your team.
Yes, he is.
Wowza. So how do people get in touch with you? We may have listeners out there or young people who would just like to know more about this.
Well,
how do people?
A couple different ways. First of all, phone, of course, always works. The church phone is also the chaplaincy office.
One number.
All right, we'll do the church phone. 208-267-3327.
267-3327 gets you to the church. A church.
Right.
What's the name of the church?
Providence. Bible Presbyterian Church.
Nice. Providence Church in Bonner's Ferry. 267-3327. You can talk to Len and his crew if you have more questions or you think that you would want to be involved or at least support them in some way, even if it's prayer support. Mm-hmm. I mean, any kind of support is welcome. Well, Dave, I don't know why I'm surprised you're on the Boundary County when you're in charge of or you're the chaplain for Bonner County.
I think,
so how does that work? What's your organization?
Yeah. So how I got involved with Bonner County was I started chaplaincy in the 90s in Seattle. I'd been doing it on and off. I moved back to Idaho and wanted to find a ministry spot. I met Len at the fairgrounds in Boundary County. And because I live on the border of Boundary and Bonner County, I asked him about joining up with his chaplain program. And so I did. He did recommend I go to the academy, which at first I kind of scoffed at because I thought I've been doing this for 15 years. But I have to tell you that his insistence on going to the academy, even though I thought I'd been there and done that, it really opened my eyes to some different perspectives that I had never considered. Mostly was what we called CENCOM, Central Communications, which here is Sheriff or Dispatch, to look at our dispatchers and find out what impacts that the calls had on them.
Mm.
We, since now, between the two of us, have the most highly trained chaplains in all of the country.
What academy is this that we're talking
so
about?
So there's a chaplain academy in Spokane, and it certifies in fire, police, and EMS, and you get all your certifications there. It's a week-long academy. It is incredible. It's very well worth it. And
Very intense.
I mean, a week long of 14-hour days, spending time in the crime labs, to talking with dispatchers, to going on fire scenes, just trying to give you a complete kind of gambit of what you might expect out on the street.
Do you require the members of your team to complete?
Absolutely.
That makes such good sense.
Everybody has to be academy
it?
Trained. Yes.
Yeah.
And that is really so how the program started here, where there were some things that happened here. There were chaplains.
Here being Bonner County.
Bonner County, I'm sorry. Yes, in Bonner County. There were some chaplains that were working with the county. Now, we are different than the jail ministry chaplains. We don't minister on that side of the department. We do to our correction guys, but not to the people who are incarcerated. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a different ministry in general. So with some encouragement from the great sheriff here, he asked me to come down. We had a gentleman, Robert Witt, who many of you have probably seen his posts online, who started wanting to really focus on a program at Bonner County. So I told Len that I would go down and speak with the sheriff. And after my interview with the sheriff, and I guess I can probably say this, is I asked him, quite frankly, what is it that he wanted out of a chaplain program? Because I didn't want to just be another Gold Cross in an agency somewhere. And he said to me this, I want every one of my men and women that work for me to know the hope of Jesus Christ. And with that, I said, you know, we can make a program work here with that. Mm-hmm. And so he has been an awesome support for us. Len and I work together. I do work in Boundary County as well, but, you know, when I need something down here, I can call on him. Yeah. That's kind of how we fill that gap. Mm-hmm. There are 8 chaplains in Bonner County, all the way from the west side. We have some in Sagal, and then all the way up to the county line.
How many did you say?
We have 8.
8, all right.
8 currently. And so we focus primarily, Robert and I at the sheriff's office, with Tom, another gentleman, and then we have a couple folks who focus on West Side. We have a couple of pastors up there at Priest Lake, one at Priest Lake and one in Newport, actually, that we call on from to be able to go out and do ministry out there as well. So we try and get the county covered by location as well as time.
Yeah. You know, are most of the people who come in, these, you know, 15 people, almost 15 people, do they come out of like law enforcement, fire, kind of that experience, or they come out of pastors or
both?
Both.
Yeah. Both. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's, and some of those connections are very good because you already understand how law enforcement works or how fire works.
Exactly.
You understand incident command. You understand, you know, things that you can and can't do where you might contaminate a scene or not contaminate a scene. So those are, and that is why we require that training for our chaplains as well, because we want to make sure that when we're called out, that we are actually helping our agencies and not hindering their work as well.
Exactly. You understand mm-hmm. what they're about, what their priorities are, as they're dealing with the situation too.
Right.
All right, we're up against another break. The time just I don't know where it goes. It goes away. So we're going to take that break right now. When we come back, don't go away, because we've got more coming your way.
Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty is locally owned and operated, now with 2 locations to better serve the community, located on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street. Coldwell Banker would like to wish you and your family a safe and happy holiday season. If you are thinking of buying or selling your home, think local. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty today to see what your home is worth. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty. That's the power of blue.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
Liza, a mom from Idaho Falls.
As a working mom, COVID has been really tough. Video classes, remote learning, all while I'm working from home too. It's hard. I want to see my kids in the classroom. I want to get back to the office again. That's why I choose to wear a mask, to protect myself and protect others. If we can stop the spread of COVID, we can get our schools open again and get back to work.
Learn more at one.idaho.gov.
It's the Knutson Holiday Savings Event. Hi, this is Eve from Knutson Chevrolet. Celebrate the season with a new 2021 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT4x4. 19% off MSRP. You can buy this one now for only $40,561 plus tax and fees after rebates. Maybe Santa would like a new 2020 Chevy Equinox LT all-wheel drive. 31% off MSRP. You can buy this former service loaner now for only $22,928 plus tax and fees after rebates. Bins are posted in our showroom and offer expires January 4th, 2021. Test drive our new online shopping experience with Shop Click Drive at Knutson.com. Experience our commitment to your safety and security with vehicle pickup and delivery at your home or office for service appointments. Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet, minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polston Avenue, Post Falls. Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever.
But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We are talking today. It's such an interesting discussion. I hope you're enjoying it. We're with Len Pine, Boundary County Chaplain Corps, Dave Lutz, Bonner County Chaplain Corps. And really, they're just opening my eyes on all the things that they do and really the scope of your services. And Len, I don't think we've even touched on all of that. What are some of the other things that you and your team do in Boundary County?
Well, because we're a community chaplaincy service that kind of runs across the entire gambit of search and rescue situations, law enforcement situations, any type of accident or trauma or fire or unattended deaths, death notifications, all those kinds of things, we can get called in on to help officers or help firefighters with everything from crowd control to ministering to the personnel on scene to help them keep going, to taking note of where they are and what's happening with them, and then touching base with them later. So there is, counseling that's done that's confidential, it's personal. We don't charge for any services that we do. This is entirely a faith-based ministry that is supported by the gifts of people. There are no funds that come from anywhere, so that we have complete independence as to what we do, and we like it that way. We think that that's the way it should be. So we can do a lot of things. I know that Dave doesn't do this sort of thing down here in Bonner, but I have gone in to work. We don't have a hospital chaplaincy program up in Boundary County, and so I have gone in and worked in the hospital and done some training there with the personnel there, as well as when victims have gone there, been there to help with the families and so on. That kind of thing gets done. I haven't done much in the way of jail ministry up there, but I have done a little.
Do you guys use the jail down here, don't you? Is there a jail in Boundary County?
Yeah, we have a jail up there. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, we have a jail.
I thought you all came down here.
No.
Ate our food.
No. No. But anyway, so we have a pretty broad perspective. We do ride-alongs. The personal connections with people on an individual basis. There's another component though that we have in Boundary that is unique. And we a few years back acquired an older four-wheel drive, fully equipped ambulance that from one of the agencies that didn't have any use for it anymore. And they were kind enough to donate it to us. It needed a lot of work. So we raised money and outfitted it, refurbed it. And we call it Angel One. And it is intended to be used on long-term emergency scenes. So we have that individual work with personnel and victims, but there's also in the crowd setting, if you will, when an agency is going to be a long time in the field on a fire or a search and rescue operation or some other type of scene where personnel are out in the elements for a long time. They can provide food, shelter, place to rest, place to recharge their electronics. We've got full communications.
Is this like an RV?
An ambulance.
It's an ambulance.
It's an old ambulance.
Big ambulance.
Well, it's a full-size ambulance.
I'm seeing coffee and donuts and warm.
Coffee. Yeah, donuts, all kinds of other things. We've got the cooking facilities we can put together a meal for about 100 people in about a half an hour.
Wow,
I mean,
that's awesome.
It's things like that it's a resource that's available not just in Boundary. We've also used it in Bonner County a little bit, a couple times, and it's certainly available for agencies down here as well.
You know, you said something that I want to follow up on, and that's follow up. I mean, you have contact with these people, it's in the moment, it's in the emergency or whatever, and I think I understand you have follow up with the law enforcement or fire personnel, but how do you ever follow up with victims, or how does that work?
Yeah, actually, interestingly enough, even as we speak, we are in the middle of working with a family we've been working with for 3 months, and they honestly, they become family.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time together, and if those connections are made, I have friends that I have met from different situations over the years that we still keep in contact with. So yeah, the follow-up, that really is the key to that is the success of our ministry, right? It's not just meeting those physical needs, but building those relationships that carry on way past the moment, that go through that darkness with them, that come out the other side, and then hopefully to encourage them to take what they learned from that and infuse that energy into the passion for them to be able to go out and to speak into someone's life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we've kind of come full circle because we started, 40 minutes ago talking about it's all about relationship, your relationship with the people that you serve, the people that you serve with, and each other on your teams, and your relationship with Jesus Christ. And it always comes back to that. And wherever these people are, whether they're law enforcement or fire or victims, or I don't know if you call them victims, I'm sorry, but whether they have that relationship with Jesus Christ or not is, may or may not happen as a result of their contact with you. But it is still all about relationship. And your relationship with the Lord too. And I just really, really, really like that. Do you have changes coming for 2021? Another ambulance that you're going to refurb or people that you're wanting to bring on board?
So like Len said, I think we're always open to someone who feels called into this ministry. It's not like a job you can apply for. Within yourself, whether this is something you want to do.
Right.
And hopefully we can connect you with a agency that is part of your background. That's one of the things for us, constant recruitment is always out there. The other things that we like to do is go out and help other communities start their chaplain programs. We're helping an agency in Washington and one in Montana currently to set up a programs. People look at the things that we've done both in Boundary and Bonner County and want to model after that. And I do want to point out, Lynn said earlier about how this comes full circle with the relationships, as you said, but also how people that started doing this 20 years ago, the other day I met somebody at the fairground who said, wow, I was a chaplain 20 years ago and, I just kind of faded out. And I said, well, right now, I had the car. The sheriff does provide us a car in Bonner County, and I pointed to the car and I said, that car would not be here if it wasn't for the efforts that you put in 20 years ago, because that gets carried on. And that, again, we come back to that relationship, surrounding ourselves with people who are very good at what they do, very confident in who they are in Christ. People out there, how they can help us is with prayer. Obviously, that's first and foremost. Like Len said, no matter how many times you do this, you never have the words to say when you walk up to that door.
Yeah.
So you can't find them within yourself. You have to find them within the Lord. Certainly prayer from other people, individuals, that's what keeps us going. And then there's funding as well. Like Len said, we are not funded by any of the offices, agencies. It's all funded. There's a couple of local churches that support us. And so if people would like to support the ministry, we're always open to funding. There are times where we've spent thousands of dollars on individuals and helping families to go out, and we can't do that without your support and your prayer.
I love it. That's just a great way to wind it up. That's the program for today. Dave, Len, thank you so much. And to your teams, thank you. To all the people that you work with, we owe you all a very great debt of gratitude. Thanks for being with us today. And listeners, I want to thank you for being with us too. If you missed a part of this program, you can listen in again at NorthIdahoRadio.com. And I always look forward to next week and our guests. And I want you all to be here because my guests are with the North Idaho Community Mental Health Organization. We're not going to focus on the physical issues of COVID, but we're going to focus in on the mental challenges that are a part of that. The side effects of lockdowns and our elderly not being able to have visitors and the pressure on our teenagers. So tune in. Let's get informed together and find out what's going on. So until next week, this is Barbara saying take care and be blessed. We'll be right back.